Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, Omnibus Station moved from Trafalgar Square. February 4th, 1950, marked the last time omnibuses would use Trafalgar Square as a bus terminal. It came after 25 years at this site. They would now be moved to the Probyn Street bus stand. According to the Barbados Advocate, the reasons for the change was that government had planned a redesigning of Trafalgar Square for one-way traffic, and no provision had been made for the bus terminal. The Trafalgar Square bus terminal had become crowded as the number of buses plying the routes had increased since they first came on the scene in 1924. There were complaints from some passengers who observed that the new changes to Probyn Street was an inconvenience. According to the Advocate, one passenger on the Black Rock route said that it was bad enough when he had to get off his bus by Harrison's to take another one in the square, Trafalgar, for the General Hospital. While some were obviously inconvenienced, most Barbadians recognized that the area around Trafalgar Square was heavily overcrowded. Just a few feet away on the wharf, inter-island schooners deposited their cargo of lumber, firewood, rice, and kerosene to waiting carts and trucks. The removal of the buses from Trafalgar Square on February 4, 1950, was a wise move to better regulate traffic in Bridgetown's busiest thoroughfares.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.